Welcome. You're listening to Winning at Life. It is the Daily Wrap. It's Monday. I'm glad I'm here. I've missed the show ever since Saturday. You know, we do the weekly wrap Saturday from 10 to 1. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. This is Live Financial Talk Radio.
I'm your co-host, James Parker. Coming up on the show today, we're going to give you everything that happened in the markets. If you want to play along with the numbers segment, go to GregoryRicks.com under the Winning at Life tab. Pull up the numbers page. We're going to do a little Social Security Monday action. If you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, call Gregory, 504-260-0995. We're going to talk about our next event coming up November 2nd. It's a women-only event. But I want to start off the show today just relaying an experience that I had yesterday. Gregory, you know where I went yesterday, right?
Yesterday, Sunday.
You need a hint?
You didn't go to the Cowboys game because they didn't play nowhere around here. You went to see Chicago on Saturday.
Yeah.
I'm at a loss. You went to the Saints game?
Yeah, I went to the Saints game.
Really?
All right, so here's the deal. I was there.
I thought you were boycotting.
No, I'm not boycotting. Please. I can't give up football. I mean, I could boycott like a soda or something. Not an entire sport. Not my favorite sport.
I did watch like the first quarter, not the beginning of the game. Something about the very beginning bothers me. But it was because I was having lunch at Backyard Barbecue over on West Harrison.
Oh, did you play on the playground? Because that's over by my
house. No, but all them kids quit playing on the playground when the rain came. It didn't rain in the dome, did it?
Oh, yeah. I missed all the rain. That's pretty cool. Well, because we like to put on our thinking caps and be forward-thinking guys here, because this is how you get ahead in the world. You know, who would have known Netflix would be bigger than Blockbuster, you know, 20 years ago? So here's what I'm thinking.
By the way, did you see their earnings?
Who?
Blockbuster.
Oh, Blockbuster?
Yeah.
Was it right next to the gold dividend?
I'm sorry. They don't exist anymore. Netflix.
No, I didn't. Oh, they killed it?
Yeah.
Good for them.
Well, okay, back to your story.
Okay, so
Superdome.
All right, so now beer is $9.75 a pop, and we're all sort of seeing what the new stadiums are bringing about. The new stadium in Atlanta, that whatever that crud they're going to build in Los Angeles is going to follow the model. But now it's becoming more about the luxury suites and the high-end amenities. Pretty soon, what we're going to have is these stadiums that are basically luxury boxes all the way around, because the game is passing up the common man in ways that aren't really being quantified on TV. Because, look, everyone knows the price of beer, everyone knows the price of tickets, everyone knows how much parking, we all get that. That's not what's going to push the little man out of the game. You know what's going to push the little man out of being in the stadium at the game?
The beer, parking, dat dogs, and
I don't know. For the common guy, you don't mind splurging. Look, I know it's going to be $200 a hit to go to the Saints game just for the amenities,
okay,
just for the parking, all that.
You've lost me.
Okay, here's what's
ticket prices.
It's even more like meta than that. It's the experience. It's that you don't have your room, you don't have your couch, you got to wait in line for the bathroom. But you know, one of the things that was driving us nuts the entire time is they don't always play the replay when you're in the stadium.
Yeah, I don't like that.
We missed a lot of replays. But you know what else you missed too? Those guys that are doing the broadcast, they're throwing out the little factoids, they're throwing out this statistic, and they just looked up this statistic, and this is the first time in Saints history that we've had, you know, three receivers that had this, you know, walk backwards out of bounds or whatever. You miss all those little things. The commercials really aren't that bad, you know, but it's better than when you're just sitting there in the stadium and there's nothing going on. Like, you are less entertained during the commercials than you are when there's actually commercials in your house. So you miss all this. I was sitting next to a guy who forgot his phone and was constantly asking me for the fantasy stats. And they're even scrolling the fantasy stats on one of the Jumbotrons in the Superdome. But they've gotten so good at the broadcast aspect of football that unless you're in a suite and you can hear and or see the broadcast, like you have another television next to you, you miss so much that it's only going to be for the diehards. And they don't want the common guy in there anyway.
Because they're not spending enough money.
They get more money from the luxury suites. And I think that'll be a pretty cool looking stadium. You're just going to have the bottom bowl for the super diehards and then luxury boxes all the way around.
Well, is that what they're going? I've not seen what they're building in L.A. for those two teams. And Ben, that I can tell you what, the common guy's not showing up and the rich guy's not showing up because there's no suites. So which are they building the stadium for? And the next thing is Vegas, where the Raiders are going to be playing. What are they building there? I bet you that's going to be suite laden.
That should be all luxury boxes. That might should
because
be the first one.
Because that's a high roller town, and what better?
And they have the big ticket clients that'll, yeah, we'll pay $30,000 for a suite. Are you kidding? You know, we get one well, that'll cover us for a decade.
Yeah, he'll drop a million.
So that's what I'm thinking about, just the economics.
That would be interested to see these new stadiums, which way they go. Because, once again, Average Joe's not going to the game in L.A., and he don't really care.
Average Joe don't want to go to the game. Going to a game, I don't want to. It doesn't suck. I'm not going to say I'd rather watch it at home. No, I'd rather be at the game, but it's getting close. It's getting real close. Now you add in the price tag to it, you know, and if money is not an option, yeah, I'd still rather go to the game. When the money starts coming into it, you know, if I had a free ticket, I'm not so sure, or if I didn't have a free ticket, I'm not so sure if you would have gone to me afterwards, would you have taken that experience for all the money you had spent plus another $200? Maybe not. It's getting close, and when it crosses over that threshold, we're going to see the stadiums necessarily have to change.
Well, it's not just that game experience. How much of your day was devoted to that game?
Half of it.
Yeah. So it's not just the game. You know, it's getting there, parking, getting out of there.
Great point,
eating
too.
Eating before, eating after. Yeah, that's it.
Yep. I mean, I had to miss church on a normal, noon game on Sunday. I'm almost grateful if the pastor goes over a little bit because it's just charging up on my DVR and I can skip through all the commercials or maybe if I'm lucky, skip through halftime. But no, you're right. It took about 8 hours of my day.
You know, but you picked a pretty good day to do it. When do you get to see them score? How many? 51 points?
52.
Well, it wasn't all offense. A lot of defense there. But when do you get to see that happen when the Saints play? They didn't even do that during their Super Bowl run, paying up 50-something points.
Right.
Now, I gave away my LSU tickets for the weekend. And I remember the Total Wealth Authority got take advantage of it. And, man, did I hook him up one of the greatest games ever played by a group of LSU Tigers.
See, we didn't talk about this. I turned that game off.
No.
Yeah, when they were down 20-0. In fact, I came back and turned it on a little late because I had to do a bunch of, you know, chores around the house. I had to fix some stuff. And I had to mow. And then, finally got around, I'm glad LSU's playing late, how they doing? 20-0, screw it, let's just watch Netflix, babe. Or let's watch whatever the kids want to watch, some god-awful cartoon, fine. This game's over anyway.
I never turned it off. I sat there and watched the whole thing, every play, as if I was in the stadium, because how many snaps do I leave on the clock when I'm at the game?
None.
None. I'll sit there to the end. And that would have been one great, but you know what? I enjoyed the heck out of it. Plus, got to relax. I didn't have to, you know, I had to work Saturday as well. I didn't get off till like 1 o'clock. I asked for you to let me off early.
No.
Got to do the show. So I worked through it. But look, I enjoyed it. But that was, you know, when you're talking about what Wes
Blanchard.
Greatest comeback in Tiger Stadium SEC ever.
Cool.
So
I didn't know that stat was on it.
Oh, yeah. I can give you a few more, but I'd bore you. But it was good. It was fun, and it was pretty cool. I was happy for Coach O seeing him at the end. Like, yeah, okay. These guys, and they play a ridiculous amount of freshmen. It is such a young team. And you know what? They're getting better. And the coaches are adjusting to their young players. It's interesting to see it. evolve there. So, yeah, I'm not boycotting LSU football games, by the way.
All right. Well, look, I think the economic
lesson here. But I'm not boycotting any. I just, you know what?
I don't boycott anything.
I wasn't, like, upset seeing the Saints game on my or NFL when I was dining at, where was that? Backyard Barbecue. And I didn't have a problem with it, but I didn't flip it on when I went home because I got home for 1 o'clock, which was the start of the NASCAR Talladega, where they race at 200 miles an hour. I think they start with 40 race cars. You know how many finished?
No, how many?
I think it was 8.
That's a lot of wrecks.
Oh, it was. You had, when there was like less than 20 laps left, you had the 3 leaders. They all got 3 wide, which is crazy because Elliott saw an opening in the middle and punched through, and the guy on the right didn't see him and cut left, and all the cars behind him. So it was who got lucky was still in it to win it at the end. It was the most insane race I've ever seen. So, and I've been weaning off NFL football for a decade. You know, when you have only so many hours left, you have to choose. And I didn't even know what the score was until I picked up they send me all the news that's on the internet.
They print the whole thing.
They print it for me and put it in a plastic bag so it doesn't get wet and I can kind of peruse through it because I come up with some stuff. And, oh, my gosh, there's one of the stories I don't have here, but we're going to talk about something tomorrow that's going to blow your mind there. But with that said, that's when I found out the score this morning.
From the Saints game?
Yeah, that's when I found out. I didn't know if they had won or lost.
It was a wild one. There was a lot of highlight reels. But coming up next, we're going to talk about our next live
event.
And then
that team, hey, by the way, that team I have an ownership stake in lost a quarterback for the season.
Right, because you have a Green Bay share.
Yeah.
Do we have to do the disclosure, like the compliance disclosure here?
It's non-voting rights. I can't sell my share, but I have an ownership stake, 1 share, in the Green Bay Packers.
All right, financial situations, bring them on. We'll talk about our live event next, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. It's Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
Get the message out about your awesome business to tens of thousands of other winners 6 days a week from Baton Rouge to Pensacola. Be on the winning team. Ask me about advertising, reasonable rates, a handsome spokesman, and an army of winners. Email james@gregoryricks.com.
I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. Gregory Ricks here. I'm a preferred access member. I get to take my own car to the track. Yeah, it might be a fast one, but it gets to go there. Talk about going to another world and escape. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. Adrenaline fun. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Do you know the difference between culture and pop culture? Gregory Ricks here, and for those that know the difference, come support real culture at JPAS Pasta and Pacini Charity Gala this Friday. We'll be broadcasting the show live and then enjoying top-notch party. This isn't finger sandwiches and a cover band. This is Pasta and Pacini. For tickets, call 504-885-2000, the JPAS app or jpas.org.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
I got about $150,000 in my 401k, and I just want to take my money out and buy rent houses with it.
That is an expensive proposition because that's taxable money coming out of your plan. You're going to get whacked. You're going to give up $40,000. Somewhere in there, you're taking a pretty good hit.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks, weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO. The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
I have a Social Security question. She has made the good money. I do have a pension I'm receiving now. Will it be possible to get half of her Social Security?
What is your pension coming from?
It's coming from a school system.
State of Louisiana?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's not going to affect you much whenever she turns hers on. Technically, you could, except you're basically opted out the system. Because of your employer, you work for the state, part of that. Mm-hmm. You need like 35 years of substantial earnings. So you needed to, besides working in the state program, you needed another full-time job outside of that for that to go away.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200. I don't know why it don't take me downtown
anymore. Music for your wallet's ears. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
I got some platforms sitting in the corner. They want to stroll on a city sidewalk. I got a dress that'll show a little but you ain't getting if you don't come pick.
Welcome back. Winning at Life, Daily Wrap. I'm Gregory Ricks, your host. You're listening to live financial talk radio. You know what that means? Call me. Did I say it clear enough? Call me. Here's the number. If you have a financial situation, not sure what to do, could be that pension, could be that debt load, or that pension lump sum, or do I take spousal continuation? I get a bigger check when I don't continue it for the wife. Or she could be saying for the husband, mutual funds, annuities. Here's the number, 504-260-0995. It doesn't matter. Alabama, Mississippi, Florida, Texas, Las Vegas.
Idaho.
Idaho, Jersey.
We had a call last week from West Virginia.
West Virginia works. Hey, even Louisiana, you can call us too. 504-260-0995.
We have our next live event coming up November 2nd. It is a women-only Gregory Ricks live event. And we are doing this new format where we have the wine tasting, the wine pairing with a selected menu. Am I getting all the words right here? Because this is one of these times where I feel like I just walked off the farm and I might be saying things wrong and no one's telling me because they want to be nice.
Yeah, you'll be greeted with a glass of sparkling champagne. It's a pre-selected menu. It is at Ruth's Chris, so that should give you a hint.
And your phone?
Multiple courses and a different wine with each course. And then there's this dessert. Oh, my gosh. It is unbelievable. And then it's paired with a port.
And there's a guy there from Somalia, you said.
Somalia?
Yeah, he's a sommelier.
No, we're not having a sommelier, but I'm going to help you through how to taste, to smell a wine.
What's it called?
A sommelier?
Oh, it's called a sommelier.
Yeah.
But he's not from Somalia.
No.
Okay.
I'm going to have to take you to wine country.
The West Bank?
No. Sonoma and Napa.
What's
once
left?
Once they put out all the fires. Yeah.
Take me to the biggest ashtray in the world.
Be serious, because I'm feeling a little pain from my friends out there. In that beautiful countryside, and some of it is singed, but we're going to go out there and hang out with them again next year as well. But attend that event. It's a $10 fee to attend. I match it, and we make sure we donate at least $1,000 to a charity, and to make a difference. I think that's going to go towards the World War II Museum, which I was over there today checking them out. But to attend this event, ladies, and bring a friend, have some fun, eat some unbelievable food with a killer dessert. I'm telling you, if you like chocolate, this is it. This is it. Call us at 504-260. No, that's
the phone. Show.
Well, you can call here too. But look, call the office 504-832-9200 or go to gregoryricks.com. There is a tab for this event. And if you want to speak to me on the show, not to confuse you, but this is the show numbers, 504-260-0995.
Dorothy Covington, you're first up on Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, ma'am?
Hi, I'm just calling to find out, what is the qualification like when your husband died and Social Security said that you have to be 61 to receive it, but what is the qualification?
Actually, you can draw benefits as early as age 60 for widow's benefits. You're taking a haircut because you'll get more if you wait, especially to 62 would be the preferable age. If you're on disability, I've got a lot of numbers running in my head, but I think it's as early as age 50 for widow's benefits. And if you're taking care of the worker's child, is how Social Security defines it, the worker's child that died, which could well be yours too, you could draw benefits before.
So why are they saying I have to wait till I was 61?
Are you working?
No.
Okay, so you have no income. I can't explain why they're telling you that, but I'm going by the Social Security code. And actually, do you do computer? You're familiar with Google, right?
Yes.
Well, just type in widow's benefits. And actually, if you misspell it, it'll still take you there because I just did it while explaining that to you. I left out the E and it still pulled me up there. And it even has Social Security Widow Benefits Calculator.
Oh, is this at ssa.gov?
I'm just pulling up what pulls up on the web. And it has right here. I clicked on Social Security Widow Benefits Calculator, and I spelt everything correctly. And the second bullet point is widow or widower, age 60, full retirement age through 70.5% to 99% of deceased worker's basic amount. And that is from the website www. We should always know that, but I'm just going to tell you that. .ssa.gov.
Okay,
that's the website, but this is Planners, Survivors, FU5.html. Just do a Google
search. So
when
my husband had passed away, I had a 15-year-old girl, and when we draw the benefit on her, she said, I don't get anything. And I was past 50 at the time.
Now, how old is the daughter, the girl, the worker's girl?
She was 15.
You have custody and everything?
Sir?
You have custody?
Yes.
There is something about when they turn 16 that those benefits reduce, I believe. I'd have to, once again, I always, you know, this is live financial talk radio, so I don't want to give you wrong information, and this is something I have to check into on survivor benefits to make sure of that. But I believe it changes at 16. So when you say 15, I'm not sure about the timing and why you're getting this information. It seems like everything you're being told is about 1 year off.
Off. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And okay. Dorothy, this show's archives is just riddled with people who got bad information from Social Security.
Oh, God, are we getting bad information? Oh, my God.
Well, that's one reason That's one reason to call here or my office, as we'll help arm you with the correct questions or the right questions to ask to get the information that you want. And we'll help you with the answers before you ask them. But you still got to go deal with them to get all this turned on. At least you'll know what you're asking, what the answer. You can be like an attorney walking in that door, because you know what the rule attorneys have kind of in general. I'm not an attorney, but this is what I understand, is they don't never ask a question unless they know the answer or think they do. So I'd rather you kind of, if you're going to ask them a question, you already know the answer. So you know whether or not you're getting the right information, because they're the ones that hold the money and need to release it to you.
And they get paid the same whether they give you the right information or not, Dorothy. So.
Yeah, that's so true. Okay, thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Hey, thank you for calling and listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening up on the North Shore. If you want to be next, 504-260-0995. And not that I'm trying to scare anyone into coming to our next women's only event November 2nd, but the cost of living increase this year for Social Security, it's a whopping 2%, Gregory Ricks.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Really?
I mean,
that's like a big increase compared to past several years.
It's so weird, because that used to be normal. In fact, haven't they gotten 4% increases before? But over the last, since 2011, the average has been, or the highest that it's ever gone up is 1.7%.
Hey, let me throw in here. One. I'm sorry to interrupt
right.
you, James. But I was going to, the widow or widower can get benefits at any age if they take care of the worker's younger child that's younger than age 16, or disabled who's receiving Social Security benefits. See, I was right. I just looked it up. It was age 16 is where it ends. So she was owed at least a few months there. Like all the information was a year off that they were giving her. Let's go ahead to the next caller.
John Kenner, you're next up on Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. Go ahead and give us your situation, we'll get you an answer on the other side.
Gentlemen, I recently got a Social Security recap in the mail. I'm 65, will be 65 the end of this year, employed full-time and want to work till 70, 75, having fun. It says that I must sign up for Medicare within three months before 65th birthday, even if I don't turn it on. Why?
That's correct. But if you want to talk about it further, hold on through the break. But yeah, you got to do something about Medicare like now.
504-260-0995. You'll hear us take care of John and Kenner next. And we'll do some numbers. I'm James Parker. It's Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
WRNO urges you to make a donation to help out the family of Marcus McNeil, the NOPD officer shot and killed in the line of duty during the early morning hours of October 13th. Officer McNeil leaves behind a wife and two small children. You can help by donating what you can to the Marcus McNeil Benefit Fund at any Whitney Bank location. That's the Marcus McNeil Benefit Fund at any Whitney Bank. A message from WRNO Communities, helping to make a difference in New Orleans.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Mortgage Gumbo with Dwayne Stein.
And I feel like what I learned to do over the years, the education piece, the options piece, and not always being about the sale. When everybody out there is talking about different programs, we don't talk about it. We like to walk the walk, not just talk the talk. So what we're doing is we back and we stand behind. When I say we want to put everybody in a home, this is proof of it, and that's why we're doing it.
Mortgage Gumbo with Dwayne Stein, this Saturday at 1 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Gregory Ricks & Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet our estate planning attorney, Wes Blanchard.
By placing all of your property in that trust, you don't necessarily own that, and so they don't need to come in and sign off on a review of your will. By setting up the trust, you avoid that entire process.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, gregoryricks.com, or 504-832-9200.
Sharing has never meant as much as it does now. Everything is up for the world to see. But what if the sharing could be used to make a difference? The National MS Society is building a place where everyone can share their experiences for good. If you have a story, share it. If you have a solution, share that too. Because together, we are stronger. Join us at wearestrongerthanms.org.
Thanks for listening to Winning at Life. By doing so, you have joined an elite demographic of people who tend to be more successful in their careers, have higher levels of education, and are generally winners. James Parker here. Wouldn't you like to get the message out about your awesome business to tens of thousands of other winners 6 days a week from Baton Rouge to Pensacola? Be on the winning team. Ask me about advertising, reasonable rates, a handsome spokesman, and an army of winners. Email James@gregoryricks.com.
The contents of this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take place of your attorney, accountant, tax professional, personal trainer, football coach, interior decorator, or those fortune tellers at Jackson Square. Please consult a financial advisor before making all investment decisions.
Gregory Ricks & Associates is a registered investment advisory firm. If you'd like a copy of Form ADV, our full disclosures, call the office 504-832-9200 or go to gregoryricks.com. Cause you need
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO. If you don't stop, I'm gone. Girl, you made
me alone. Winning at Life. Daily Wrap Live Financial Talk Radio. To participate, I'm your host, Gregory Ricks, along with James Parker. To participate, you've got a simple thing to do. Call us. That's it. Call us. You can do it through the Gregory Ricks & Associates app. Go to the App Store and download it. You can email us. Or just do it the Alexander Graham Bell way. For those you don't know who he is, he invented the telephone. At least the American version.
Like the one with wires?
Yeah, one with wires. He put his down by the boathouse because he didn't like the ringing and stuff when people try to reach him. But you can use your cell phone, the modern version of Graham Bell's invention. 504-260-0995. We have John from Kenner. He had a, what's that, the Medicare question, John?
Yes, Gregory. 65, the end of this year, and I got a message from Social Security that I must turn on Medicare, even if I don't, I must sign up for it, even if I don't turn it on. And my simple question is why, or what's the problems, ramifications if I don't?
You're still working?
Yes, plan on working 5, 10, even longer.
Yeah, you have to, I believe what it is, you have to turn on Part A is what you're signing up for, but it's a backup to your primary coverage. It's still going to stay with your employer until you leave. And you won't be charged for B, but that's something that you notify them when you leave and you turn on Part B, and that's going to carry the premium for you. And then, of course, Medicare becomes your primary coverage. But James Parker's dad, did he like delay or something? We were having to help him out on the penalty for delaying signing up for Medicare. He was going to have to join the Peace Corps.
Well, yeah, it's not,
and go
it's not that
drill
so much
for water wells
that he delayed and missed the paperwork. He was just out helping his fellow man on the other side of the world, Gregory, so he didn't have time for frivolous paperwork like your Medicare.
I know. I'm sorry. I said that
period.
Wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in the Peace Corps. And delayed signing up.
Yeah, so don't feel bad.
So that's one of the exemptions, by the way, for if you were to delay signing up.
But
right, so
look,
go ahead and sign up for Part A, even if I don't turn anything on. And
It will save you tons of money in the long term, because it kind of sets what they don't call it a baseline, but in my novice observation of how this works, it will set your baseline, and they're only allowed to jack up your Medicare so much every year. And the sooner you can get that sucker filed, the lower your baseline will be.
These
people that wait later, they get big jumps in what their premium is, because every year the premiums come out. Gregory's explained this to me. They can only raise it so much because of hold harmless provisions. So the people who are on Medicare and not on Social Security, they know what it is because they have to pay it. The people who get Social Security, whatever their COLA increase is, usually gets chewed up by the premiums. Now, everyone else, though, is getting wholly hosed, and that means just the people who haven't signed up yet but should. They put the rest of that math onto you, and that will start your baseline significantly higher than it otherwise would be. So you want to do it. Just the penalties and stuff aside, you'd pay more even without the penalties.
Here's an example.
Logic.
Yeah. Good job, James. Here's what Part B covers: clinical research, ambulance services, durable medical equipment, mental health, inpatient, outpatient, partial hospitalization, getting a second opinion before surgery, limited outpatient services. That's your Part B. Part A is hospital care, skilled nursing facility care, nursing home care, hospice, home health services. So there's two distinct parts there, and you're needing to sign up for Part A and kind of follow their rules, even though it doesn't really make sense that you have coverage and what I have to do this.
Any other questions that solve it all up for you?
You did. Thank you again.
Fantastic.
Hey, thanks for the call. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening out. And Kenner, you want to stick with the phones here?
Absolutely.
Let's do one more before the numbers here. Numbers coming up. GregoryRicks.com, pull up the numbers page. This is Charles in New Orleans. You're next up. How can we help you, Charles?
Hey, have a question. And I just started a business about 6 months ago, and I'm my only employee, okay? So my concern or question is, I'm 47, never saved anything for retirement. If I start saving for retirement now, should I save it? What's the most effective? Have the business pay into a retirement account to help offset something from that, or pay it out of my pocket?
Well, you know, I like it pre-tax, so I'd want to run it through the business.
Okay.
Are you a sole proprietor, or do you have an entity like a LLC or subchapter S? LLC. Good deal. You don't have any type of company plan for your best employee then?
No.
Okay. So you could do one of two things I'd recommend you checking into, and talk with a financial advisor as well as a tax professional on this, or call my office. Yep. But you would look at setting up either a SEP or a solo 401k.
Okay.
Would you happen to be married?
SEP,
S-E-P, Simplified Employee Pension Plan.
Okay. All right.
Would you happen to have a wife?
Not yet.
Okay.
In about a year.
Okay. Well, you can put her on the payroll, and she could get in on the plan too.
No, you mean legally employ her for her skills as a valuable worker, not just put her on the payroll. This isn't some formality. She's going to contribute. She's got a lot to offer.
Put her on the payroll because she's bringing all that to the table. She's going to complement his best employee.
For the financial plan? Yeah.
Yeah.
Head swimming, Charles? You got a next question?
No, I'm more confused now than ever, but thank you.
But there is a way to put money pre-tax. The company pays for it. The solo 401k is a bit different, where you can put in and the company can match as well and pay you a year-end bonus into the 401k. Yeah, it's not simple, but this is about saving money, because I like to put it away pre-tax. I like to grow it tax-deferred, and I want to take it out tax-efficiently. That's what we're shooting for here.
Yeah, and Charles, that first thing you said, where if you do it out of your own pocket, that means you have to pay the taxes on that money first and then go.
Well, yeah, because out of my pocket would be a stretch, because, you know, like anything when you're new, the business is paying. I'm not paying myself at all, and I don't really plan on paying myself. I'm just letting the business pay my minor living expenses that I have, and then, you know, I'm not
So,
well, we can make it go pretty far, Charles.
Well, at least needs to pay you enough to put in that 401k, pretty much like my wife's salary. I think most of hers now goes to her 401k. She put away a boatload of money.
Yeah. The fact that you got your own business gives you a lot of options with that, too, Charles. Call us back if you need anything else, bud. All right, one more. Ruth. Ruth looks convincing over here. Ruth and Metter, you're going to be next up on Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, Ruth?
Hi. I think I have a relatively simple question. My husband is going to be 70 next year, and he is currently collecting the spousal benefit on my Social Security. So when he turns 70, will they automatically convert him over to his Social Security, or does he have to file something in advance of turning 70 to make that happen?
Is his going to be a larger amount?
Yes, it will be.
Here's what I would do so that there's no confusion, because I wouldn't want to miss a dollar of what I was supposed to get.
Well, neither do I.
So I would have a conversation with Social Security as the best avenue to go down there. I wouldn't wait for an automatic and then find out, oops, I wasn't getting everything I was supposed to. I would go and speak to them. I can't answer for you the automatic because I don't know. But if it was me, I'd call them up or go see them and make sure we're all on the same page.
You give them about 2 or 3 months cushion on that one, Ruth. These guys are not in a big hurry, we found.
Okay, so a few months before he turns 70, he should be contacting them to make sure that everything's lined up as
yeah, I'd do it 2 months before.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. Really
awesome.
Appreciate it.
Good luck on that.
Yeah, good question too, Ruth. All right, if you want to be next, 504-260-0995. We're a little behind. We got to start the numbers, Gregory, so let's just go ahead. And
you would think with the information they have on us, just like the Medicare question, well, they know you're turning 65. They've got your Social Security. They had your Social Security number since you were about knee high. Well, and I have to go tell you I'm 65 and I should turn on Medicare?
Yeah.
Really?
But do you get there and the Uncle Sam's like, oh, I didn't know.
I'm 70.
Oh,
give me my max benefit. You know how old I am.
When's your birthday? I didn't know that.
I forgot about you.
So weird. All right, well, that was the shortest number segment ever. 504-260-0995. I am James Parker. You're listening to Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
Gregory Ricks here. I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. It's the ultimate getaway for me because it's hard to worry about business, radio, stress when I'm going 135 miles an hour in a straightaway, and then I have to slow down to about 60 in a few seconds to make that right-hand turn. Oh, the adrenaline. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Sometimes you need to get out of the house and experience live entertainment in person. I'm Gregory Ricks from Winning at Life. Experience the Poston Puccini Gala this weekend at the New Orleans Sheraton. Experience the finest music ever written, played by the best musicians in town and the best harmonies from the best voices. There's a lot of bests here. All for a great cause, Pasta and Puccini. For our tickets, call 504-885-2000, the JPAS app or jpas.org.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
And you're going to need more income down the road. Why? We're probably going to have hyperinflation at some point. We've got $20 trillion in government debt. You're not going to be caught short because you're one of the dudes with money that can run out there and get what he needs. We're going to make sure of that.
Gregory Ricks & Associates, a registered investment advisory firm. Find us at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, and 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
We had an individual in the other day, his six-figure income. And, well, should I turn on Social Security? He has a couple of pensions, and income's lining up, and he's planning to work, what, 3 more years, and he'll be 70? And he's, well, do I turn it on now or wait? Dude, you don't need that income. You're going to need it when you retire. And everything's lining up for him to retire at 70. And, yeah, turn on Social Security at age 70. And if you turn it on before full retirement age, yeah, there's a clawback because you're still working and you're making more than a limit. It's above $16,000 now you have to earn before they start taking it back. But they don't permanently take it from you. You get it back later.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at gregoryricks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200. Always on. Does he, like, live forever?
I think he's a boy forever.
Okay. Well, gosh. He'd be hard on Social Security then if he's going to live that long.
He's jacking up the actuarial tables, yeah.
Yeah. Winning at Life. This is the Daily Wrap, live financial talk radio. That was James Parker, and I'm Gregory Ricks. We're going to talk about the numbers segment. You can still call in. A few minutes left. 504-260-0995.
All right, Gregory, do you remember when Usain Bolt broke the world record at the Olympics? And it was a big story. And, you know, so many times when records are broken, it's a big story. And I can understand that, you know, the stock market breaking a record, it can be a big deal. But if it keeps happening over and over, it ceases to be a big deal. I don't buy that. I don't buy that. Because if there was a guy who you know, they've got the 100-meter dash. If there was a guy who broke the record, and then the next day another guy broke the record, and then the next day another guy broke the record, and then, you know, fast forward 10 months and now 49 broken records later, I think it would be a story. Just in the fact that, wow, look at how often. Who could have imagined the record would have been broken this much, this often, this year? And that would be a story in itself. And so now here we have the little stock market that could, or the big stock market that could. The Dow Jones breaking record again, almost to 23,000. It was up 0.37% today, finished at 22,956.96. That's an 85-point jump, all-time record high on the Dow. This is the high watermark in history, and it's nowhere in the news, Gregory. It is nowhere to be found.
We're a skip and a hop from 23,000.
Yeah, we're like 4 12-packs of LaCroix away.
It could happen. A little LaCroix, and next thing you know, another ridiculous record.
S&P, look at it, 2,557. It was up 0.2%. NASDAQ was up 0.3%. History being made over here as well. 6,624 even for that guy. Our Russell was flat. Our Wilshire was up. What about our treasuries?
I'm going to take a peek at those. And, gosh, we're up a little bit today on the 10-year treasuries, 2.302. So that'll take us over to the 30-year mortgages, and we're at 3.86. A week ago,
that's down.
Yeah, 30-year mortgage fixed is down. It's 3.86. A week ago, we were at 3.93%. Let's take a look at crude Earl, $51.75. Gosh, it's like enjoying this. Air above 50. It's kind of like wanting to hang out there. So that's interesting. We had gold down a little bit. It's $1,295.60. It didn't want to hang above 1,300 an ounce. And silver's at $17.24 an ounce.
That's
that kills it for those numbers. So what are we looking far on our list today?
Well, on the short list, I just want to pick up a couple storylines here. The latest hot and heavy fancy IPO is Roku. You know, if you don't have one, you have a friend that has one. And it blew up, and we've been watching it slowly deflate and then kind of jitter around a little bit. And then it's down 3.6% today. It's deflated back down to $22.19. This is why we say when you get all excited about the IPO, if you would have bought this on the second day, you'd be in a losing position now. And we know you're not connected enough to be on the first level. So just don't play with those things. People get burnt.
You know, I'm looking at one here that, what did I say it was worth year and a half ago?
Is this Netflix?
Even when it split, the last split, what did I tell you it was going to be worth?
$200 stock.
Yeah. Closed at $202.68 today, and it had an earnings beat. Ridiculous.
That's $300 stock?
Could be.
I mean, on a long enough time scale,
yeah.
Sure.
Well, yeah, 40 years from now, absolutely. I don't know about a year or two from now. You know, that's reach. I'm going to enjoy the victory here for a little while before we focus on where does it go from here.
Well, listen, I always like to add in caveats there. Netflix may not even exist in 40 years. Who knew Blockbuster Video would really only be around for 15 years? You understand, like its ubiquitous nature was about 10 years and existed about 5 years before that. And there was another 5 years where it petered out. But it was only a thing for about 15 to 20 years.
Well, let me clarify. Some of you look at the Netflix numbers and say, is a miss. They reported third quarter EPS of
earnings per share
0.29%. That's 0.03 worse than the analyst estimate of 0.32. Revenue quarter came in at $2.99 billion versus estimate of $2.97 billion. They added 850,000 subscribers domestically. The consensus was 784. Okay, few cents a share, but everything else they're killing it with. Everything else improves. That's important for the long term. And we're at $202 a share.
In this quarter, they also added Twin Peaks, which me and Mrs. Parker decided we were going to stop by and check it out because we didn't watch it when it was big back in the day. I'm Miss Parker. And we discovered that's exactly what they're using. That's the template they're using for Stranger Things, their biggest hit from earlier in the year. Stranger
really?
Things is a direct copy of Twin Peaks. Go back and watch them back to back. You'll be like, oh, this is what they're doing with the lettering and the score in the background and the goofy characters. I see.
And they're always trying to predict somebody's going to conquer them. Amazon, Apple, Walmart. And they just keep growing.
Let's go to Mississippi here. We got Danny over on the coast in Long Beach calling in. What can we do for you, Danny? Welcome to Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks.
Hey, I've called in before. I do have a question. I heard Gregory say a few minutes ago that when the IRS, not the IRS, the Social Security is taking back some money because you made too much, that it's not permanent. You will get it back later. I was born in 52, and I just made 65 this July, and I started my Social Security it's 2 years, so I was, it would have been 63, and I started it in January after I turned 63. When is my FRA, being that I was born in 52?
Isn't it?
Huh? You'll be 66.
Well, I'm thinking out loud.
Oh, my bad. Too much dead air.
It happens.
Yeah, it's one of those prorated things, right?
66 in a couple months.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm saying. So it wasn't my FRA event did not happen this July when I turned 65.
Right.
Okay.
So what are you looking for? You're still working, making too much, so they took back some benefits?
Yeah, and I probably will continue that until FRA anyway. Because
the type of
work I'm doing, my age is not going to prohibit me from working.
Yeah, you deduct. You know, they deducted $1 for every $2 of benefit
Well, I got
for your benefits for each $2 you earned above $16,920.
Yeah, I'm currently paying back $9,000 right now.
Yeah, but that is coming back to you. It's kind of like it's still in your bank.
Okay, so would it all come as a lump sum, or would they just...
No. It's just increasing your benefits.
Okay, just that's what I needed to know.
Get over on all of them and live a long time. Then you'll crush it.
So basically, let's just assume, and I'm just throwing this up there, I'm not trying to nail you to anything. Let's say I owe them $20,000 by the time I reach that point, and they will just interpolate that amount on top of my benefit?
Yep, they will.
Okay, good. As long as I got that, I'm not worried about it right now. But that's a heck of a problem. They have to pay back $9,000.
Yeah, and look, this is something you should think about, but just, you know, you can't always control it. You turn on Social Security because you needed the benefits. Then you get your job back. You're earning more. You could have stopped, turned it off, but otherwise you're kicking back benefits. So in one way, it is coming back to you, and you didn't have to stop it completely. But, yeah, they're getting their money back from you because that is the rule. And it still goes to your bank for future benefits.
Okay. That's what I needed to know because, I just got used to living this way, and I don't want to just turn it off completely.
Yeah, and that's kind of the point. So you can still keep taking it, but knowing you're giving some back because earnings, but you are getting it back later because you're going to receive larger benefits.
That sounds good.
Awesome. Thanks for the call.
Good to hear from you again, Danny. Have a good one. All right, our next live event, November 2nd. It's a women-only Gregory Riggs live event. Do we have to even say why we do women-only events, Gregory?
Short, they're going to end up with all the money. They outlive the men. We need to look out for them. They suffer more gaps. They suffer more loss of wages. There's a lot of things to fix for them. So we have events that focus on them and their retirement.
And this is more than a financial experience. It's also a wine pairing experience. And there's some steak involved, too. RSVP at the website, GregoryRicks.com. Download the Gregory Riggs & Associates app or call the office, 504-832-9200. I'm James Parker. This has been Winning at Life with Gregory Riggs on iHeartRadio.
Winning at Life with Gregory Riggs is copyrighted by Gregory Riggs for the private use of our audience. Any unauthorized use of this broadcast without express consent by Gregory Riggs is
prohibited. Winning at Life with Gregory Riggs. If you need to contact the office, find our next live event, listen to the show live or on demand, remember the Gregory Riggs & Associates app.